Good morning, friends. This is Doug Fletcher coming to you live this Tuesday morning, August 2nd, 2022. Hope you all are well. I'm reading to you today or sharing with you an excerpt from my new book, How to Win Client Business When You Don't Know Where to Start, a rainmaking guide for consulting and professional services published by Wiley. And available on Amazon, anywhere else you might buy books. This week's excerpt is from chapter 22, Making the Rainmaker Skills Stick, 66 Days That Will Shape Your Future. Dr. Maxwell Maltz noticed an interesting pattern among his surgery patients in the 1950s. What he found was that when he performed an operation, it took about 21 days for the patient to get used to the changes. When a patient had a leg amputated, for example, Dr. Maltz found that the person would sense a phantom limb for about 3 weeks before adjusting to life without it. According to Dr. Maltz, these phenomena tend to show that it requires a minimum of 21 days for an old image to dissolve and a new one to form. And that's how the "it takes 21 days to form a new habit" myth began. You see this in the self-help advice from gurus like Zig Ziglar and Tony Robbins. But new research suggests that it takes much longer. In 2009, Dr. Philippa Lally and her team at University College London set out to determine just how long it takes to form a new habit. In a study of 96 people over 12 weeks, Lally's team had each individual practice a new habit and report daily on whether they performed the new behavior and if it felt automatic. Some people chose simple habits like drinking a bottle of water with lunch. Others chose more difficult tasks like running 15 minutes before dinner each evening. Here's what the researchers found. On average, it takes more than 2 months before a new behavior becomes automatic. 66 days to be exact. Learning from the latest research, it will likely take us longer than 21 days, as once believed, to form the new rainmaker habits. If we commit to a 3 month period, figuring the average month has roughly 22 working days, we'll build into our lives the daily habits demonstrated by successful rainmakers. Practice everyday success habits. Unless you're an avid runner, you've probably never heard of Jim Ryan. He's not famous, at least outside of Kansas or the running community, but he demonstrates the kind of persistence necessary for achieving success. ESPN named him the best high school athlete of all time, beating out stars like Serena Williams and LeBron James. Jim became the first high school athlete to run a mile in less than 4 minutes, a feat many doctors and coaches did not think was humanly possible in the mid-20th century. At his peak, Jim was considered the top middle distance runner, the track events longer than a sprint, but shorter than a 10K. Jim is the last American to hold the world record in the mile. Born in Wichita, Kansas in 1947, Jim didn't demonstrate any early talent in sports. When asked how he found running, he said, "I couldn't do anything else. I was cut from the church baseball team, the junior high basketball team, and I couldn't make the junior high track and field team. I found myself trying out for the cross-country team and running 2 miles, even though I'd never run that distance before. To my surprise, I made the team. That's how it all began." What were the keys to Jim's running success? He had natural talent for sure. Maybe undiscovered at first, but it's hard to run a 4-minute mile or win an Olympic medal without natural abilities. Yet Jim's coaches consider his persistent daily approach to practice is one of the keys to his many running achievements. When asked about his disciplined approach to running, this is what Jim had to say. "Motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going." Habits are powerful things. When we build them into our daily routines, we can achieve things that seem incredible. All of us have natural talents for our craft, or we wouldn't have made it this far in our careers. If you don't have a mind for numbers and attention to detail, you won't make it through accounting school and pass the CPA exam. If you don't have some natural design abilities, you won't make it through a master's program in architecture. The same goes for engineers, attorneys, and any other profession out there. But like Jim Ryan, our natural talents will only take us so far. We have to build daily habits into our lives to achieve success. Habits can be constructive or destructive. Good habits can help us reach our aspirations, and bad habits can prevent us from achieving our potential. And this wisdom is not new. Ovid was a Roman poet during the reign of Augustus in the first century BCE. He wrote, "Nothing is stronger than habit." And before Ovid, the Greek philosopher Aristotle in the fourth century BCE, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit." And before ancient Roman Greece, the power of habit found its way into early Asian philosophy. In the words of Lao Tzu, an ancient Chinese philosopher, "Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become your actions. Watch your actions, they become your habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny." The habit of starting each day with an hour of quiet planning has proven to be a key in the lives of many successful individuals before us. And new behaviors take 66 days on average to become habit. Great things can happen when we establish habits that keep us going, long after the initial motivation has worn off. Get started today in building the Rainmaker skills. Begin with 1 hour each morning. Practice these every day for 3 months, and you'll begin to form strong habits. And these habits will assist you in building a successful career, doing what you love with those you wish to serve. Well, there you have it, folks. There is this week's excerpt, chapter 22, from my new book, How to Win Client Business. I hope you all have a wonderful week. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you soon.